Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 through 6. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. If you've ever tried walking around wearing a blindfold, you know it's not easy. Even familiar places like your house or room are suddenly shrouded in darkness. You gingerly take small steps with arms out in front of you, trying not to walk into anything. The Apostle Paul wrote about a different kind of blinding, a spiritual blinding. The God of this world, the forces of sin and unbelief, veil the gospel of Jesus. They do not want anyone to see the radiant light of Christ. Everyone begins life in this darkness, trapped under the veil of unbelief. But there is hope. This hope doesn't come from inside of you or from what you do. This hope isn't even a thing. It's a person. His name is Jesus. It's why Paul constantly emphasized Jesus in his preaching and teaching. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the image of God. Jesus takes the veil of darkness away with the gospel, the good news of sins forgiven. Jesus has defeated the God of this world and all the forces of darkness. You don't have to walk around blinded by sin and veiled by unbelief. The Holy Spirit takes away the blindfold and puts faith in your heart. He illuminates your life through the preaching and teaching of Jesus. Jesus changes you. Walking in His light gives you confidence and boldness. You know where you stand with God because Jesus has made things right between you and Him. When you live without the veil, you can truly serve God in peace and joy. Dear Jesus, thank you for taking away my darkness. Help me serve you always. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.